Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rich Tillery, and welcome to Managing Safety. It's been a while since we talked with some people about in the helicopter community, but today I'm going to be joined by a very special guest, going to be talking a little bit about the upcoming Heli Expo. And joining me is going to be my very special guest. He's with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department. His name is Rich Weber. That's spelled with one B. Rich, I want to welcome you to Managing Safety.
Hello, Rich. It's great to talk to you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Hey, Rich, before we get started with the Heli Expo items, let's talk a little bit about Rich Weber. Let's some of your background, some of the stuff that you're doing now.
Well, my background is I started in aviation back flying in 1987. And obtaining ratings and gathering some experience as a police officer as well, transferred to the aviation unit in 1998 and began flying helicopters, flew helicopters on the night shift on patrol for the police pilot mission. I still do that, as well as I'm assigned to the fixed-wing program where we transport fugitives back to Jacksonville as extradition. And we've got three airplanes that we use. We've got a Saratoga that we use for the in-state of Florida local flights, a Piper Aerostar, which we use a little bit longer flights, and we also have a King Air 200. Our helicopter fleet consists of we've got three Bell helicopters, two Bell 206s, an OH-58, and a Bell 407. So
wow, that's quite a fleet.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good fleet. We also have a Cessna 172 as well, but we don't do much flying with it anymore, and just some of the economic budgets, and it's been parked, recently, for the last couple of years. So, but we've got a pretty good fleet, and we're trying to provide a good service to the citizens of Jacksonville, and we've been doing that a long time. Our unit has been in operation since 1970 for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. They've got an aviation unit.
Well, Rich, let me ask you a question now. That's a lot of aircraft. Are all the pilots on the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department flight squad or whatever you guys are they all dual rated? Do they fly airplanes and helicopters?
No, not all dual rated. In the past, you did not have to have any aviation experience to get transferred. So we've had some that were just helicopter only that learned helicopter after they came out and were assigned to the unit. Things have changed and evolved over the years to where now we require someone to have at least a private pilot rating, and most typically they come out with an airplane private pilot just because of it's more affordable for them to get that rating.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It kind of gives us an idea that they have the aptitude to be able to do the job. And so not everyone is dual rated, but there are some that do have the airplane and helicopter experience.
Yeah, I see. Now, when you guys do, you said you started out by doing a lot of night missions and stuff like that, and I know that when we start talking about the Heli Expo, there's a lot of new technology, a lot of stuff goes on there, especially with EMS and some of the missions that helicopters fly in, like nighttime. And they've incorporated in the regulations about night vision goggles. Now, is the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office and other sheriff's offices and EMS people going to NVGs now?
There are a lot of units that are going to NVGs. The EMS guys, they're going to NVGs, and the police, on the police side of it, the police aviation, we've had the NVGs now in operation for about 10 years, so they've been a great asset to us. Prior to that, we just had the searchlight and we had the FLIR, the infrared. But with adopting the NVG procedures, policy, and all the training, that has helped us tremendously. As you know, they're a great asset, and they really can help us do our job better and more safely.
Yeah. There's with mosquito control and sheriff's departments, EMS, there's a lot of low-level stuff going on, and it's good to see that these guys are gravitating towards it because they've come such a long way with these NVGs. Rich, I want to jump over and talk a little bit about what you do as far as this Heli Expo is concerned. Everybody has heard about it, and right now we've got a very, very the audience for helicopters isn't as big as the audience for airplanes, obviously. We're kind of an elite group. But tell us a little bit about the Heli Expo and your involvement with it.
Yeah, well, the Heli Expo, it's like the world's largest trade show, which is dedicated to the international helicopter community. And it provides a source for not only helicopter pilots, but also for operators, helicopter mechanics, and others. It's just a big, and managers as well of operations. It provides them a means and a source to gather the latest information, technology, equipment, training, and all those types sources that they can use to have the best means necessary to get their job done as safe.
How long have they been doing the Heli Expo? How many years has this been going on?
I don't know exactly how many years it's been going on. It's been going many years. It'd be a shot in the dark for me to guess without looking into this a little bit further. But that's a good question. I think that they're probably 20 years, probably plus in my estimate.
Yeah. And now you say this is like one of the largest trade shows, for helicopters, and I agree with you. I mean, I get the packets for it all the time. I've attended Heli Expos; they're terrific. But a lot of our listeners out there in radio land and aviation world, who all can attend this? Is it just open to people that are business owners?
No, it's not. You can be a member or you can be a non-member, and you can still, you can still register and gather the information necessary and be able to attend. The attendee profile is there's also sales. There's salespersons that may not even be they may not be pilots or mechanics or owners or operators, but they're also providers of the types of equipment and systems that the helicopter operators need. So that's just another segment or another part of the whole picture of them coming in and being a part of this this expo.
Yeah, that now. So if they register, obviously it costs money to attend. Does it not, or is it? I mean, everything has to have some money involved with it, right? Do you know what the cost is for these things, or is there a website they can go to find out?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. They can register. You can be a member. You can be a non-member. You can be a spouse. You can be somehow affiliated with that, and they can go to rotor.com, which is the home of Helicopter Association International, and they can pay. There's pre-register, and if they're a member, if they want to do like the full 3-day registration, it's $155. If they do the pre-registration, if they do it on site, it's $230. So it's a substantial savings for them to do it ahead of time and plan their event. They can do it just a 1-day registration for members or $75 and $100 on site. Now, if they're a non-member and they want to gather some more information and see if this is something that they're interested in and would like to become a part of as a non-member, then just a 1-day is $110 pre-registration and $135 on site. And that really will give them some idea of what it's all about, what they can expect, becoming involved with Heli Expo and with Helicopter Association International, or HAI as they refer to.
That's great. Rich, we're going to go ahead and stop right here and take a quick break. Folks, we're going to take a short break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Rich Weber and find out just a little bit more about some of the workshops and stuff that you can see at Heli Expo. We'll be back after this.
Now, let's rejoin Rich Tillery and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Managing Safety. I'm your host, Rich Tillery, and I'm being joined by Rich Weber. Rich Weber is on one of the tech committees for Heli Expo, and Rich, welcome back once again. Appreciate you being here. Let's talk a little bit about the Heli Expo. Now, there's a lot of salespeople there and everything. Now, are there There are workshops, are there not, that these guys can go, that people can sign up for and attend?
Absolutely, there are workshops. There's they call them education courses, and they're sponsored by a lot of the vendors: Bell Helicopter, Eurocopter, Magellan, Heli One. And what they are, they have safety courses. They've got safety management systems, advanced safety management systems, pilot human factors, threat and air management. They've got pilot courses, flight instructor refresher course, dealing with in-flight helicopter emergencies, helicopter aerodynamics without equations, pilot career resource management, heli success career development seminar. As I go through these, you can see there's just a wide variety. There's mountain flying ground school, flying in the wire environment, introduction to vertical reference long line. There's the INVIS, the aircraft conformity requirements, and there's the MVG recurrent training, military to civilian workshop for those that are coming out of the military going into the civilian side of it. There's workshops for maintenance crews. There's maintenance courses, helicopter maintenance management, human factors and aviation maintenance, advanced human factors and aviation maintenance, record keeping, regulatory compliance. These are all maintenance courses. They even have things available for the for management side of the house with helicopter operator management, defining direct operating costs, how to supervise people, finance and budgeting for the flight department, advanced helicopter operator management. So you can see that there is just a wider a variety of courses that are also being offered at this exposition.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a 3-day thing. Now, the facility that they set something like this up in, it must be huge. Where exactly going to be this year?
This year it's going to be at the Dallas Convention Center.
And that Dallas Convention Center must be one heck of a big building.
Yes, sir, absolutely. It's a big building because you can figure that they've also got the exhibitors in there, and they've got all the helicopter vendors and all the accompanying equipment vendors that go with it, you know, which could be, you know, helmets and just vests and just all type of, support systems with equipment for the helicopters. So it's a wide variety of vendors and a lot of space. There's a lot of room there at the Dallas Convention Center.
Yeah. Now, a lot of times, like when I know when AOPA for the airplane side of the house, whenever they do a convention, some of the stuff is also not really on the site. It's kind of spread out throughout the, maybe some of the stuff happens at the airport. Is this the same way, or is this going to be one-stop shopping?
It's pretty much one-stop shopping. They have this within the convention center, and they have then, of course, all the vendors and the exhibits, and so you can go through the whole and huge exhibition hall, and after you get through the exhibition hall, then there's also then in the different conference rooms is where they'll have all of the safety seminars, conferences, and everything for those things to get done as well.
That sounds great. Now, your commitment to Heli Expo isn't just to be a phone interviewer with me. I understand you're on a tech committee.
I am on a tech committee. We meet quarterly, and the purpose of our committee is to try to enhance and better improve, if you will, the maintenance side of it for helicopter operators. And being a pilot, that gives them just another viewpoint from the pilot side on this committee to try to get the best all-around decisions and possibly recommendations with myself and some of the other members who are also then on the maintenance side to form this committee. We have a lot of projects that we work on that we've had in the past. They put out DVDs like on human factors, for example, and then they distribute these to the members of HA, the Helicopter Association International members, and that provides them another resource just to better be prepared and to be able to serve in the helicopter community.
Yeah, it sounds like the whole network and the way that HAI is set up, it's all, with the workshops and everything, these people are actually working in the fields that are actually putting these things on. So all these younger people that want to go and attend, we're talking about our younger aviator, up-and-coming guys. They may be private helicopter working on a commercial. They want to get out there and start doing something, be it oil rig type stuff, EMS, working their way towards what you're doing now. It sounds like the most of the guys that do this stuff are pretty well, experienced people. I mean, a lot of the guys there, I guess, aren't right out of the box, like flight instructor type. Because these guys have been working in the industry for quite some time.
Yes, sir. These guys have been working in the industry. You know, there's guys from the EMS industry, the oil industry, just all the different aspects of helicopter operations. There are veteran pilots that are involved with this HIA organization, and they provide just a lot of knowledge and experience that they can bring to the table to help pass this on. They work well with the FAA, and like the recent changes with the NVGs for EMS operators, so that HAI has been involved with that as well and helped provide some resources and support for the FAA and for the operators.
Now, you guys get a lot of numbers. I mean, as far as people that participate, you guys get a pretty good turnout when you guys put these things on. I mean, is it crowded when you get down there, or is it pretty comfortable?
They get a great turnout. You know, it's not crowded to where you can't get around, because they have such a large facility that they put it on, like with the Dallas Convention Center. Last year was at the Orlando Convention Center, and as well as most know, those are huge places to hold these types of events, which allows them to get all the equipment and all the vendors in there, but also they're not so packed that the people can't move around and walk comfortably. It's a great time. Everybody has a great time, you know, walking around, talking, meeting with people, you know, doing some networking and gathering some information and education and knowledge and seeing what they can take back to their organization that may help and benefit their organization to become, you know, that much better and safer and provide a good service for their community or their needs.
That's great. Rich, I tell you, we in the Jacksonville area, because I do reside in the Jacksonville area, we appreciate everything that you and the JSO guys for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department do for everybody in the greater Jacksonville area, especially our air guys. Air Hawk is your call sign, and we hear you guys take off all the time. And I'm up there with you. I do a lot of aerial photography and stuff from helicopters, and we appreciate everything that you guys do, and the stuff that you do when you're off duty, like working with the tech committees over at HAI and helping putting this thing together. It sounds very interesting, very interesting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we with the Sheriff's Aviation Unit, we try to provide a good service to the citizens of Jacksonville, and we've proved our worth, you know, many times over, which is, it's great, because, you know, you can't really put a price on, you know, we've gone out and not only helping the police apprehend, you know, fleeing criminal suspects, but we also have been in the part where we've located, you know, elderly senior citizens that have Alzheimer's. We've found some of them and actually literally saved their life because of the time of the year and the inclement weather. They would not have been able to survive at night. So the aviation unit has been a great asset, and even in these economic times, it's something that's still been a great benefit for all the citizens of Jacksonville and being able to do the missions that we do. You know, we'll go out and we'll help boaters in the water and do search and rescue, and we've helped. We had a recent aircraft accident, and we were sent out to look for them as myself and my unit commander, Robert Highfield, and we were able to locate the aircraft and look for survivors, and it had a terrible outcome, but we were able to find them, and there is no doubt that they wouldn't have been found for a long time if there wouldn't have been an aviation unit up in the air looking for them, because they were out in the middle of nowhere. So those kind of things, as sad as they are, it is still a blessing that we have the aviation unit to provide this service to Jacksonville and the surrounding areas. So I appreciate the support that all the citizens of Jacksonville and yourself give us.
Okay, Rich, I appreciate everything. Once again, the dates for the expo are?
The dates for the expo are, it's going to be February 11th through the 14th, and the 11th in is Saturday, which is when they're going to kick it off. The exhibits open and will be open for the 12th through the 14th, which is starting on Sunday. So anyone that has an interest in this and would like to gather some more information about it, they can go to rotor.com, or they can just Google Heli Expo, and that'll take them to the Rotor site, and they'll be able to gather all the information that they need. It has housing and shuttle service, as well as the exhibit and all the information and the sign up for that.
That's great. Rich, Once again, I appreciate you joining me here on Managing Safety. And that's about all the time that we have for today, folks. I appreciate you guys out there tuning in. And if you get a chance, get out there and see this Heli Expo. And if you see Rich walking around, shake his hand. And, guys, that's all we have for Managing Safety. This is Rich Tillery. We'll see you later.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.